Today's shiur is Masech Taharis Daf Hey. We will begin on Daf Dalet Amud Beis, two lines from the bottom, the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Hayr Bezdin, if Bezdin paskind, Vasu kol akol, or Reuben apiem, most of the Klal Yisrael, or most of Klal Yisrael, follow their erroneous psak, the halach is mevi'im par. You have to bring a, that's when the par halam davish at tzibur is brought. And if it was an erroneous psak regarding avodah zarah, mevi'im par v'sar, a par and a sar are then brought. We'll discuss this more in the next parak. Divrei Ramei, that's the opinion of Ramei. The Rishonim discuss, when we speak about osu kol hakol aruban, who is included in the count? Certainly we've already discussed earlier in the Masechta that it's only people who live in Eretz Yisrael. But the question is, are women, are geirim included? And it seems that it's the opinion of most Rishonim that women and geirim are not included in the count. It has to be men. But interestingly enough, the Rishonim seem to feel that when it comes to Parhelm Dovish or Tzibur, even though the women and the geirim weren't included in the count, if there's a chiva parhelm dovish atzibur, we do rely on the parhelm dovish atzibur to be mechaper them, and they don't have to bring their own kar mechatas. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is yudei shvatim, yudei's parim, that the 12 shvatim, each one brings its own par, or v'vi avadis kachavim, and if the incorrect psak was regarding avodah zarah, then v'vi in yudei's parim, Vishnei Masas Seirim, 12 Parim and 12 Seirim. I saw that the Karen Oira explains what is the Machloikus or Meir of Yehuda, going back to an issue that we've already discussed, is who pays for the Parham Davish at Tzibur. Rameir says the Karen Oira is of the opinion that the Bezdin pays for the Parham Davish at Tzibur. So since it's Bezdin that's paying, Bezdin is the one that brings the Parham Davish at Tzibur. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda, as we've learned earlier, is of the opinion that it's the tzibur that pays, and therefore it's the tzibur, each shevet, that should bring its own palm devash tzibur. That's how the Karen Oira explains. But then I saw for Rabbi Yosef Engel a very nice pshat, also trying to explain this machloikus, who exactly pays for, how many palm devash tzibur's and who brings them. If we think about this whole issue of the Parham Dovish Tzibur, which we've spent so much time discussing already. What is the Aveira? So the Aveira is Lifnei Evil, I see the Mechshel. Bezdin issued an erroneous decision, and Klal Yisrael followed that erroneous psak. There's a famous yeshiva shechakira, how to look at the Aveira of Lifnei Evil, I see the Mechshel. Is Lifnei Evil, I see the Mechshel independent Aveira? But the Torah says, you're not allowed to cause somebody else to do an Aveira. Or is Lifnei Evil Asita Mechshol part of every Aveira? That means, there's Yinalabim Chal Shabbos, included in the general category of Chil Shabbos, is Lifnei Evil Asita Mechshol, I'm not allowed to cause you to be Mechal Shabbos. And the same, what every Aveira has attached to it, a Lifnei Evil Asita Mechshol. Suggests Rabbi Yosef Engel, that that's the Machlokes or Meir Rabbi Yehuda. According to Ramei, Lifnei Evil Asita Mechshol is an independent Aveira. And therefore, since it's an independent Aveira, who's the one that did the Aveira? Bezdin. And therefore, Bezdin needs a kapara. They have to bring the Parham Dovish Tzibur. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, Lifnei Evil Asita Mechshol is not an independent Aveira. It's part of the Chil Shabbos. And who did the Chil Shabbos? The Tzibur. And that's why the Tzibur should be the ones to bring the Parham Dovish Tzibur. Rav Shimon Oimer, Yud Gimel Parim, Rav Shimon holds both. Both the Bezdin has to pay, Bezdin has to bring, and the Tzibur. And therefore, by regular Aveira, it's Yud Gimel Parim, or Avodas Kechavim, and if it was the Aveira of Avodas Zarah, it would be Shloish Asa Parim, the Yud Gimel Seirim. Pa Vesar L'chal Shevet Shevet, every Shevet has to bring a Pa Vesar, and Pa Vesar L'Bezdin, and the Bezdin has to bring a Pa Vesar. Continues the Mishnah. Hayru Bezdin, Bezdin issued this erroneous psak, Vosel Zayin Shvatim or Reuben Alpiyam. Seven Shvatim, or most of Klal Yisrael followed that erroneous psak. The halach is Nevi'in Par. That's when the halach is that a Parham Dovah should be brought. Or Bevaris Kechavim, Nevi'in Par V'sar. And if it was the Aveira of Avodah Zarah, that's when a Parvus Zarah should be brought Divrei Remeya. Machloikas Rishonim, how do we understand Remeya's opinion? Some say that Remeya is saying that you have to have two requirements. Number one, you have to have at least seven Shvatim. And number two, those seven Shvatim that we're discussing have to represent a majority of the population of Klal Yisrael. Two conditions must be met. Other Rishonim, however, of the opinion that it's either or. Either it's seven Shvatim, or you have majority of Klal Yisrael, either or is enough. Rabbi Yehuda says, Zayin Shvatim Shechatu, if seven Shvatim did this Aveira, based on incorrect decision, Vivian Zayin Parim, so now, Rabbi Yehuda Lishitosoi, you have to bring seven Parahom Dovish at Sibur. V'shah Shvatim Shloichatu, the other Shvatim that didn't even do any Aveira, Mevian Ayidein Par, must also bring a Parahom Dovish at Sibur. For says Rabbi Yehuda, Sha'af Eilu Shloichatu, even those that haven't sinned, Mevian Ayidei Chaitim. They have to bring a Parahom Dovish at Sibur because of those that did the Aveira. This is the concept which we will spend time in the Gemara discussing, the concept of Gerira. However, the Rambam paskins that even though Rabbi Yehuda paskins the concept of Gerira here, and as we're going to learn in the Gemara, it's not only if seven Shvatim did the Aveira, is there a concept of Gerira? Even if one Sheva did the Aveira, there's a concept of Gerira. However, says the Rambam, it's only if that one shevet or two shvatim, whatever it is, represent the majority of Klal Yisrael. But if you don't have the majority of Klal Yisrael having done the Aveira, says the Rambam, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that we don't say Gerira. And the Yeshuas Yaakov says a beautiful pshat in the Rambam based on what we just said. The halach is, to Gemara Masechta the Brachos, Shulchan Aruch paskens this way, if somebody goes to a place, passes a place, where a nes happened to all of Klal Yisrael, one has to say hallel. If it only happened to you, to your family, to your forefathers, you make a brach sh'os nisim l'avaseinu b'mokim hazeh. The Rambam says, if a nes happened in a place to one shevet, you don't say hallel. Ask the Yeshua Shankiv, here we're learning that the Rambam obviously considers a shevet a kohol. What's the raya? Because one shevet can be mechayev the rest of Klal Yisrael to bring a parhel and dovish at tzibur. So if it could be mechayev the rest of Klal Yisrael to bring a parhel and dovish at tzibur, shouldn't it also be able to require that we should say hallel? And yet the halach is, the Rambam says you don't say hallel. But says the Yeshua Shankiv, now that we establish that even the Rambam, who follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of Gerira, agrees that you have to have most of Klal Yisrael, so if a nes happened to one shevet in a certain place, that didn't happen to most of Klal Yisrael. And then even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that isn't considered to happen to all of Klal Yisrael, and therefore hallel isn't said. Continues the Gemara, the Mishnah of Shimon Omer, if you have seven shvatim having done an Aveira, the loch is ches parim, you bring eight parim dovish at tzibur, and if the Aveira was avodah zarah, it would be ches parim v'ches seirim, pavisor L'chol shevet to shevet. You have to bring a pavasar for every shevet, or pavasar lebezdin. So I saw a beautiful verse from the Tosfos Yontif. What's the machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Obviously, they're arguing over the concept of Gerira. Rabbi Yehuda holds of Gerira, Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of Gerira. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon says only the shvatim and the bezdin that did the Aveira have to bring the parham dovish at Sibur, but not those that didn't. But when the Mishnah analyzes and quotes the opinion of Shimon, unlike when it quoted the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, it speaks both about the Par Helm Dovish at Tzibur and the Par Vesor of Avodah Zarah. When the Mishnah quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, he only speaks about the Par Helm Dovish at Tzibur, not the Par Vesor of Avodah Zarah. Why? Says the Tosfos Yontif of Yehuda Peshat. We just said that Rabbi Shimon doesn't subscribe to the concept of Gerira. And therefore, only those Shvatim and the Bezdin have to bring the Par Helm Dovish at Tzibur. It says, we would perhaps think that when doesn't Rav Shimon subscribe to the concept of Gerira? By regular Aveira. But by the Aveira of Avodah Zarah, which is, as we know, Shkula Avodah Zarah, L'chol Aveira Shebetayra, there is no Aveira worse than Avodah Zarah. Maybe Rav Shimon subscribes to Greira. That's why the Mishnah has to specifically say that not only by a parhelm dovishot tzibur does Rav Shimon not agree to Greira, he doesn't even agree to Greira by avodah zara. Rav Yehuda, on the other hand, who says Greira by every Aveira, is certainly going to say Greira by avodah zara, and therefore the Mishnah didn't have to mention it explicitly. If the Bezdin of one of the Shvatim issued an erroneous psak, the Osa Oisa Shevet Apiem, and that Shevet followed that psak, Oisa Shevet Uchai, that Shevet has to bring the parallel of Dovish at Sibir, Vishakal Shvatim Purim Divir Reb Yehuda. And as the Mepharshim quote the Ramban, the Torah says, Shoiftim Vishoitrim Titin L'chabuchol Sherecha. And as the Ramban has a question, Shoiftim Vishoitrim Titin L'chabuchol Sherecha implies that you have to have more than one Bezdin in the city. But every city only has to have one Bezdin. Why do you need two Bati Dinim? Shoiftim Vishoitrim. So the Ramban says two Pshatim. One Pshat is not relevant to us. But let's say you have a city that has two Shvatim, people from two different Shvatim living in that city. So you have to have a separate Bezdin for every Shevet. But then the Ramban, Parashas Shoiftim, says a different Pshat. He says, besides that every city of a Shevet has to have a Bezdin, there has to be, and this is the Ramban's concept, similar to there being a Bezdin HaGadol, a Sanhedrin, as we've been discussing, for all of Klal Yisrael, every Shevet has to have its own Supreme Court. And that's what the Mishnah is referring to when we speak about the Bezdin Shel Eicher HaShvatim. V'chamayimrim, Ein Chayovim Ela HaRoyis Bezdin HaGadol Bavad. There is no Din HaParam Dovish at Tzibur, only based on a Psak of the Sanhedrin. Shnema, Vim Kol Adas Yisrael Yishgu, V'loy Das Oyes HaShevet. Only the Eda of that of Klal Yisrael, the Sanhedrin of all of Klal Yisrael, not even the Bezdin HaGadol of a specific Shevet. So, sort of Torah Tamima asks a question. He says that this pasuk, the Mishnah is quoting, Vim Kol Adas Yisrael, is being used to teach us the halacha that Param Dovish Tzibur is only by the Sanhedrin. Asks the Torah Tamima, the word Kol Adas Yisrael. If we remember when we were in Yeshiva, how did the Rebbe teach Adas Yisrael? All of the congregation of Klal Yisrael. So that's not the Sanhedrin. That's the Adas Yisrael. It's all of Klal Yisrael. So he says a beautiful word. He says, which body unifies all of Klal Yisrael? Which is the one group in Klal Yisrael that can unify all of us? The Sanhedrin. Because as the Chacham indeed learned, there's one Sanhedrin for all of Klal Yisrael. So if the Pasuk speaks about Adas Yisrael, the community of Klal Yisrael, there's only one thing, there's only one group that unifies all of us, Sanhedrin. And that's why the Sanhedrin can indeed be called Adas Yisrael. Continue, says the Gemara, Tana Yad Shahayru. Bezdin is aware that they made an erroneous psak. The Tal Mahayru. The way Rashi explains the Gemara is as follows. Bezdin issued a psak about, no, Klal Yisrael ate both chalev and dam that they shouldn't have. One item that they ate was because they did an aveira, and the other is because Bezdin gave an erroneous psak. Now we don't know which was the food that they ate because of Bezdin's erroneous psak, or which is the food that they ate because they just did an aveira. We would think that the din paralam dovish tzibur applies. Tamaloimer v'noida achatos. You have to be aware specifically what the aveira was. V'loy shiyodu hachoytim ashechotu. It's not just v'loy shiyodu hachoytim. It's not enough just to know that you did an aveira. So Miches Chinuch makes an interesting observation. Miches Chinuch says, "What's going to be the halacha? We have a situation where Bezdin doesn't recall." Which was the Aveira that they caused Klal Yisrael to sin. And therefore, they bring a Korban Chatas. Because as we just learned, the Din of Parham Dovash Tzibur isn't applicable. And then after Klal Yisrael bought the regular Korban Chatas, Bezdin remembers. So what's going to be the halacha? Would the Parham Dovash Tzibur be brought? Or since everybody brought the Korban Chatas, it's too late. Says the Miches Chinuch that the Parham Dovash Tzibur is brought. And it's not considered chulin bazar that they brought the Korban Chatas, because ultimately there was a chiv of paralam dovish at Tzibur. He says there is no such thing. The halacha is that as long as they were mechuyev of Korban Chatas when they brought it, it's not considered chulin bazar. Mechus Chinuch also makes another interesting point. Mechus Chinuch says, what would be the halacha that we discuss this, we will discuss this again, there are different types of chalev. There's chalev on the intestines, chalev al adakin, there's chalev al keva, chalev on the stomach. And Klai Yisrael ate these two chalevs, but again, we don't know which is the chalev that they ate just because they were doing the wrong thing, and which is the chalev the Bezna made the wrong psak on. Will the same din of the Gemara apply or not? Says the Michas Chinuch that this Gemara will not apply. Because says the Michas Chinuch, since Bezdin knows that they may, that they are very involved chalev, even though they can't specify which chalev was their error, then that's not the case that the Gemara refers to. Interesting, Machloikas Rishonim, Rambam and Rashi. What would be the halacha? Bezdin doesn't recall what their mistake was. But it's highly unlikely that all of Klal Yisrael, somebody's going to remember. And somebody from the Tzibur, or many people from the Tzibur, remind Bezdin that this was your mistake. Well, what will be the halacha then? As Machlokes Rambam and Rashi. Rambam says, if the Bezdin doesn't recall on their own what the mistake is, there's no Param Dovish at Tzibur. Rashi says, as long as Bezdin ultimately remembers, even though they were reminded by the Tzibur, the Din of Param Dovish at Tzibur will apply. Another interesting, this is Machlokes Achroinim that I saw. Machlokes the Chazon Ish and Rav Shach and the Sefer Aviyazri. The Gemara here is clearly teaching us that the Bezdin has to know what Avera they did. What Avera they caused Klal Yisrael to sin. What about the Tzibur? What happens to the Gemara keeps on talking about the case of Bezdin knowing, Bezdin not knowing, and the Tzibur knowing. What would be if the reverse happened? Bezdin knows and the Tzibur doesn't. Chazon Ish says you have to have both. The Bezdin has to know and the Tzibur has to know. Rav Shach says no. And Aviyazri says as long as Bezdin is aware, the chi of the Param Dovish Tzibur emanates from Bezdin, and Tzibur knowing is irrelevant. One more interesting vart I saw from Akiva Eger. We said at the beginning of the Masechet already, and we're going to learn this again too, that the din of Param Dovish Tzibur is only brought when the Aveira is an Aveira that if somebody Chas V'Shom did the Aveira B'mezid, he'd be Chayiv Karis. So Rabbi Akiva Eger discusses, what would be the halacha if Bezdin issued an erroneous psak? Not to say that you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to eat this food. All Bezdin said is that if you eat it, you won't be chayiv karis. So now let's think about the case. On one hand, Bezdin told you you're not allowed to eat it. But on the other hand, Bezdin didn't give you the full repercussion of the law. Bezdin said if you'll eat it, you'll be over or veira, but you're not going to get karis. How do we look at that? And they were wrong, because there is a chayiv karis. How do we look at that situation? Says Rabbi Akiva Eger, it's based on the Merkavas HaMishnah, that certainly, if Bezdin said you're not allowed to eat it, the fact that they didn't get the right oinish, that's really not a case of Parahom Dovish Tzibur. Continues the Gemara. Ashechatu. The Pasuk continues saying Ashechatu. Chatu Shnei Shvatim. If two Shvatim do the Aver Mevim Shnei Parim, Chatu Shloisha, Mevim Shloisha. Oy Eina continues the Braisa. Perhaps what the pasuk is saying is chatu shnei yichidim. If two individuals do the avera, mevein shnei parim, chatu gimel, mevein gimel, that the yichidim bring the parim dover shetzibur. Tamlam hakol, hakol chayiv, the kol is chayiv, the kol kol chayiv, and each kol is chayiv. Ketzad, chatu shnei shvatim. If two shvatim did the avera, mevein shnei parim, chatu zayin. Mevin Zayin, the Shva Shvatim Shloi Chatu, and the other Shvatim that didn't do the Aveira, Mevim Aydein Par. Par, Shafil Elu Shloi Chatu, to teach us that even those that didn't do the Aveira, Mevin Aydei Chaitim. Lekach Nemekol, Lekach Lechayev Akokol Vakol de Rebbe Yehuda. So Yehuda is teaching us tools that every call has to bring the Par, and if they bring the Par, then the rest of Klal Yisrael will have to bring the power because of them. Actually, the Gemara now is quoting a Braisa, and the Gemara soon will begin to break down each point of this Braisa. Rav Shimon Aimer, Zayim Shvatim Shchatu, if seven Shvatim did the Avera, Zay Mevin Zayim Parim, then you have to bring seven Parim, Bezdin Mevim Alidein Par, and Bezdin also has to bring Shnemer Lamata Kol, the Torah uses the words Lamata Kol at the end of the parasha. V'nem l'mal kol, and Torah uses the words kol at the top of the parasha. Ma kol ha'om l'mal ha'bezdin ha'ma kol. It's speaking both about Bezdin and the kol. Af kol ha'om l'mata, when the pasuk says the word kol at the end of the parasha, it means bezdin makol. The pasuk that refers to bringing the carbon means that both the kol and bezdin must bring the parahalm davishet sibur. Reb Meyomer, zayin shavatim shechatu, if seven shvatim did the avera, bezdin mavim aydein par, then bezdin brings the par, vein pturim. And the tzibur doesn't bring the par. Nemakal mata, because he learns, the Torah says kol at the end of the parasha, regarding bringing the carbon. V'nema kol amala, regarding the issuance of the incorrect psak. Ma kol amal amala, bezdan v'loy tzibur. It's the bezdan that issues the incorrect psak. Af kol amal amata, that speaks about bringing the carbon. Bezdan v'loy tzibur. It's specifically the bezdan that brings the carbon and not the tzibur. Ramei is shita that we learned in the Mishnah. Rav Shim ben Elazar Omer Mishmai, chatu shisha shvatim. If six shvatim did this avera, follow Bezdin's incorrect psak, v'im rubish occult, and they are also the majority of the population, oy zayin, or if you have seven shvatim, afapish and rubish occult, even though they're not representing the majority of Klal Yisrael, mevim par, it's already enough to bring a par hamdavish at tzibur. Machloikis bavli and Yerushalmi, over the following situation. Let's say you'll have, the first case Rav Shimon Elazar just discussed was when you have six shvatim who are also the majority. What would be the halacha if you have the majority of Klal Yisrael without six shvatim? Five shvatim represent the majority of the population. Will there still be a chiv of the parham davishet tzibur or not? The Mefarshim say that the Bavli's opinion is that you have to have at least six shvatim. If you'll have a majority of Klal Yisrael without having six shvatim, there's no chiv par according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The Rishami disagrees, and the Rishami's opinion is that as long as you have the majority of Klal Yisrael, no matter how few shvatim it represents, you have to bring a parham davishet tzibur. Says the Gemara, Omamar, v'noy dachatas, we began the shir, the Gemara at least, the Pasuk says, you have to know the specific avera that was committed, v'loy shiyoy dachatim. It's not enough that you should know that an avera was committed. Man tana, who is the Tana of this Braisa? And as the Mefarshim explained, the Gemara's question is, it's obvious. If you don't know what Aveira you did, why are you bringing a carbon? Amar Yehuda Marav, Vitei Rava, the Loik Rav Elazar. Braisa is not following the opinion of Rav Elazar. The Tanya Tanan. The Mishnah there refers, the Braisa refers to a case where a person ate a piece of meat. The piece of meat is certainly not kosher. The only question is, why not? Is it because it's nicer, or is it because of chalif? Says Rebbe Lezer, and interesting, the Mefarshim make an interesting point here. This Rebbe Lezer that we're not quoting is actually a Braisa. So why do we use the Tanan? When we quote a Braisa, the Gemara always uses the Tanya. So I saw the Mefarshim say it's relevant for the whole Shas. Whenever the Gemara quotes a Braisa that refers to a subject that's discussed in a Mishnah, the Gemara could use the word Tanan, even though it's quoting a Braisa. So Rebbe Lezer's opinion is you're going to be Chayv Karmachatas. Because manushach, ichelv noch ochal chayiv, if it was chelv that you ate, you chayiv karmachatis, nois ochal, you chayiv karmachatis. So we see it according to Rebbe Elazar, even if you don't know the specific avera you transgressed, you chayiv karmachatis. Similarly suggests the Gemara, even though the Bezdin doesn't know what their erroneous psak was, you'll be chayiv a parham davish tzibur. Says Rav Ashi, Amar afil tem Rebbe Elazar. Even Rebbe Elazar regarding Parahal and Dovish at Tzibur will agree that a Bezdin isn't aware of their mistake, their specific mistake, there's no Parahal and Dovish at Tzibur. The Ksiv, Ashechotu Aleh. You have to know the Avera. Ask the Gemara, by every Karben Chattas, Hosan Nami Ksiv Ashechotu Aleh, that you have to know the Avera. Answers the Gemara, Hahumi Boilei L'Mesasek. That is used to teach us the Halacha. Mesasek, we explained the Mesech to Shabbos. That if you see something on the floor and you think that that item on the floor is detached and you're going to pick it up and it turns out that it was attached, that's not a shogig, that's a mesasik and you're not chayif. The Mefarshim say, obviously, Rebbe Elazar is not of the opinion that melechs machsheves asur Torah, because if by Shabbos the proba is melechs machsheves, that you don't need a protor for mesasik. Mesasik is not part of melechs machsheves. Furthermore, Rashi quotes the famous rule that even though v'chol ha'tayra kulam is asik is potter, there are two exceptions to that rule. If somebody ate macholos asuris, or somebody had relations with a woman that he wasn't supposed to, even though he was misasik, he's chayv karmachatas. Why? She came then the hanor from the avera he had, and therefore he has to bring a carbon. My tam de Behuda begins the Gemara. Rabbi Huda said the concept of greira. Sover, because Rabbi Huda is of the opinion that the pasuk uses the words hakol twice, so it's dalek kaholi. It's as if the Torah uses the word kol four times, because the Torah uses the word hakol, so you have the word kahol twice, and the word hey, and the letter hey attached to it. Kol hakol. So we have five times the pasuk to teach us four distinct rules. Chadl chayv kol kol v'kol. One is to teach us that every shevet has to bring its own parallel davar shetziva. V'chad, one to teach us the halacha, la ruah harah tluy bebezdin, masa tali b'kahol. The bezdin issues the roni's psak, and it's the kahol that follows it. V'chad, to teach us the concept of greira, as we've been learning, the Rehud is of the opinion that if there's a chiv, according to Rambam, which we were learning with, on most of the tzibur to bring a parallel davar shetziva, it follows that the rest of Klai Yisrael has to follow. V'chad, to teach us the word l'shevet also by Ra'as Bezdin, then we learned at the end of the Mishnah that if a shevet followed its own Bezdin, it will have to bring a palm davish tzibur, the opinion of Yehuda. Rav Shimon says t'losa kol tzivi. The Torah uses the word kol three times. Because, as the Gemara is going to explain, the first time the Torah uses the word hakol, me'enei hakol, the Gemara is going to explain in a second, Rav Shimon doesn't find that hakol, that hey, superfluous. Hakol kol hakol. Explains the Gemara. The first time the Torah uses the word hakol with the hay, where the Torah used the word me'ene hakol, says of Shimon, urcha de krohu. That's just the way the Torah always speaks. And like the Mefarshim explained, of Shimon is the mandama throughout Shas, that holds dibur Torah koloshim and adam. The Torah uses the normal jargon that we use, and therefore that hay can't be used as a limud. Kedamri inchi, and that's how we find people speak. Me'ene de planyit, that person's eyes. So now we have the word kol three times. Chad is to teach us l'chayev kol kol, that every shevet has to bring its own carbon. The treyachina, and the other time the Torah uses the word hakol, nem l'mata kol, v'nem l'mala kol, mala halon bezdin imakol. When it comes to the psak part, the first time that the bezdin, as we just learned, is the one that issues the psak, afkan, so too when it comes to the carbon, Rav Shimon's opinion is bezdin imakol, that both the Shvatim and the Bezdin have to bring the Parallel Mdavash Tzibur. Remeya, and again, this is really all just analyzing what we learned in the Brice earlier, Kol HaKol LaDrarish. He doesn't find the word HaKol, the letter HaKol, superfluous. Hilkach Trey Kol Iksiv. So we have the Torah using the word Kol twice. The Boile, and what he used that for. The Boile, and the Mem Lamata Kol. The Torah uses the word Kol at the bottom of the Pasuk. At the bottom, when it comes to the bringing the chiyuv, v'nema lahalon kol, and the Torah uses the word kol regarding the psak, ma lahalon, when it comes to the decision, it's bezdin v'lo tzibur, it's bezdin who issues the psak, afkan, when it comes to the carbon, bezdin v'lo tzibur. Rav Shimon ben Elazar, my tama, what is the basis of Rav Shimon ben Elazar? Ksiv v'hoyu me'ena ha'eda, alma mi'uta d'ksiv me'ena. On one hand, it says me'ene eida. V'ksiv, on the other hand, it says kilachala om b'shkaga. So how do we reconcile these two psukim? The memory, the ruba'in mutaloi. So me'ene means that even one shevet. On the other hand, it means everybody. V'chala am. Ha'ketzat. How do we reconcile these two psukim? Asuvav, if six shvatim did the aveira, v'ein ruba shakol, or zayin, or seven shvatim committed this sin, apish ein ruba shakol, Chayovim. Even though, and that's how we reconcile, Me'ein and Me'eda doesn't mean that you have all of Klal Yisrael, but you have equal to L'chala Om, because you have the majority, and Ruba Kekula. And this is obviously the opinion of Shimon ben Lozer that holds Ruba Kekula. Rav Shimon, Rav Meir, the Hiroa Tlui Bebezdin, Masa Tolu Kol B'Nolu. In the previous Gemara we had Rav Yehuda teaching us that one of the hakols comes to teach us that Bezdin makes the psak, and the people follow it. How do they know this basic fundamental rule in Parallel Mdavash Tzibur? Amar Baid Amar Kra, V'hoya Im Einei Ha'eda Nesel Lishkaga. So you see that the Torah speaks about Me'enei Ha'eda Nesel. So as the Mefarshim explained, it was one group that was giving the psak, and Nessa represents that somebody else did the Aveira. Rav Amar, Mechala on Bishkaga. So the pasuk clearly indicates that it's the people who did the Aveira, the Am did the Aveira, not the Bezdin. Ask the Gemara, so now we have too much. First we didn't have enough where we noticed halacha of Hirah Tluy Bebezdin, Maisa Tali Bekol. Now we actually have two psukim. Why do we need two psukim to teach us this din? Answers the Gemara Tzricha. If we only had that pasuk, have a mina, a fil miuta, that even if a small group of Klai Yisrael followed Bezdin erroneous psak, there's a chi of a parahelam davish at Tzibur. Therefore the Torah uses the words, l'cholam b'shkaga. V'iksiv l'cholam b'shkaga, have a mina ad avdi Bezdin b'hadi ruba. It's not enough that the majority of Klai Yisrael followed this psak. We also have to have the Bezdin follow their incorrect psak. The Hachik Siv, that's why the Torah uses the words, V'hoyim eina eidin nesel l'shkaga, to teach us that the act is only dependent on what the people do, and it's immaterial if Bezdin did or didn't follow that erroneous psak. Ask the Gemara, as we said at the beginning of our shir, that there's two separate situations. There's a situation of a parahelam davish at Tzibur, which as we learned from the beginning of the Masechta, is regarding a situation where Bezdin issued an incorrect decision in a subject where there's a chiyuv karis b'mezid. And then there's a new special rule, which we're going to discuss more in the next parak, of avodah zarah, where Bezdin issued an incorrect psak regarding avodah zarah. The din is a special, unique din that you have to bring a par of a sawyer. So ask the Gemara. We're trying to find a source regarding what is the halacha by Parhelm Dovish at Tzibur. And what do we quote a pasuk? We quote a pasuk by Avodah Zarah. But that isn't the issue that we're discussing. Ask the Gemara. These psukim that we're not quoting to teach us the halacha of Harah Tluy Bebezdin, Maisa Tali Bekala, a pasuk by Avodah Zarah. Answers the Gemara. There's a Gzeri Shava that the Torah uses the words Me'enei Beparam Dovish Tzibur, and the Torah uses the words Me'enei Revoi Dezara. We learn a Gzeri Shava that the Dinim are similar. Says the Gemara, Hayre Bezdin Shal Shevet Echad. So if the Bezdin of one Shevet, so Rabbi Yehuda's Psak was that if the Bezdin of that Shevet issued an erroneous decision, and based on that erroneous decision, the Shevet acted, they're mechuyev to bring a parahelam davish at Tzibur. But we also recall that when we learned the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda is the one that taught us the concept of Greira. And the Gemara now begins to discuss how far does Rav Yehuda take this concept of Greira. Ibaru, Shevet Echel Rav Yehuda, but Aras Bezna Godel. It was only one Shevet that did the Aveira, based on an incorrect psak of the Bezdan Godel. Mi maisi shar shvatim aloi. Will the other shvatim have to bring a parahelam davish at Tzibur or not? Mi aminin. Do we say, shivish shvatim hu de maisi? It's only if seven shvatim, which is the case of the Mishnah, that did the Aveira. That's when the other shvatim. Mi aminin shivish shvatim hu de maisi shar shvatim ba'adayu. Only if seven shvatim committed the sin, that's when the other shvatim also have to bring the parahelam davish at Tzibur. Dirka Roiba, because we have Roiba of Klai Yisrael having committed the sin. Avachat Shevet, if you only have one Shevet, the Lekaru Beloi, where you don't have Roiba of Klai Yisrael, even Rabbi Yehuda will agree, we do not say Greira. Oidim Lashna makes no difference. Greira is always said. Toshma, says the Gemara, we learned in the Braisa, Mahem Avian, Parechot. The Tanakhama says the Bezdin brings one par. Rosh Shimon Omer, Shnei Parim. So let's try to understand the Brisa, says the Gemara. B'may Eskinim. Exactly what is the case that this Brisa is talking about? Ilem Shechotu Shiva. If it's referring to a situation where seven Shvatim did the Aveira, Rosh Shimon Tamnibai. Rosh Shimon says you have to bring eight, because Rosh Shimon's opinion is that all those Shvatim who did the Aveira have to bring the Parim of Shitzibur and also Bezdin. So why is the Braisa passing that you only bring seven? Eight ought to be brought. Ella, the chot shevet echad. Only one shevet did the avera. So let's understand. B'mai, when, what kind of sin did that one shevet commit? Ibai rois beis dinoi, if it was only its bezdin that gave it an erroneous decision, and it followed its bezdin's decision. So as we learned at the end of the Mishnah, Rav Shimon says that you don't bring a carbon parallel davis tzibur based only on the bezdin's psak. It's only the best. Rav Shimon says you only bring a parallel davis tzibur because the bezdin agadol. Elaf, what is the case that we're speaking about? Baras bezdin agadol. Bezdin agadol issued an erroneous psak. Now let's understand the Tanakama, and that's why the Tanakama mani. Even name Rav Meir. If we're going to say that the Tanakhama of this Braisa is Rav Meir Harubiboy, he requires that most of Klal Yisrael should have done the Aveira. And here we don't have most of Klal Yisrael doing the Aveira. Elav, Rav Yehuda. It's referring to Rav Yehuda. And it's talking about a case that only one Shevet did the Aveira. And we see that the Braisa is saying that if one Shevet did the Aveira, only one power is brought, not the rest of Klal Yisrael. So we see from here, at this point, that Rabbi Yehuda will agree that we do not say Greira when it's only one Shevet that did the Aveira. Says Marlo. Ami Hachavirin Skinen, Kugan Shechot Shish Shvatim. Six Shvatim did the Aveira, and those six Shvatim represent Reuben Shekal, the majority of Klal Yisrael. Rashim Belazahi, and therefore this price will be following the opinion of Rashim Belazah that we learned earlier. Shetani Rashim Belazah Omer. Mishmai chotu shisha, if six shvatim did the avera, then rubi shakol, or shiva apish and rubi shakol, the vim par. So we don't have a raya to our shayla. Toshma, so Gemara is still back to its original question. According to Rav Yehuda, if one shevet did the avera based on the bezdin agadol's incorrect psak, do we say greira or don't we say greira? Toshma, we learned in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda Omer, shevet trusted by Rois Bezdinoi, if a shevet followed its bezdin's incorrect psak, oisah shevet chayiv, that shevet has to bring a parallel davish tzibur, v'shakol shvatim, p'turim. Over Rois Bezdin Agadol, but let's say it was only one shevet that did the Aveira, but it wasn't based on its bezdin's psak, it was based on the Sanhedrin psak, afil shash shvatim chayavim, so we have an answer to our question that if it's the Bezdin Agadol giving a wrong psak, and it's one shevet following that psak, Rabbi Yehuda says the concept of greira, but I have to repeat that we're learning with the Rambam, it has to be that that one shevet represents the majority of the population of Klal Yisrael. Shema Amino. Omer of Ashi, Masnisim Dami Deka, L'chai we have arrived from our Mishnah, because it said at the end of the Mishnah, V'os Oysach Shevet Alpiyam, Oysach Shevet Chayiv, V'shakol Shvatim Peturim. Now, ask the Gemara, why did the Mishnah have to teach us Lamal Mistam Shah Shvatim Peturim? Why did the Mishnah have to add those words? Hatana, the Mishnah already said Oisah Shevet Chayovim. The Kim the Tana Oisah Shevet Chayiv. Once the Mishnah explicitly told us that it's only that Shevet that has to bring the Param Davish Tzibur, the Mele Yadan it's understood Shah Shvatim Peturim. So why does the Mishnah have to spell it out? Alho Kamash Malon. The Baroas Bez Dinoi Hu the Shah Shvatim Peturim. It's only when it's Bezdin Paskin that is the din that the other Shvatim don't have to bring the Param Dovish Tzibur. Ava by Roz Bezdin Agadol, if it was an incorrect psak issued by the Sanhedrin, Afil Shah Shvatim Chayovim, Shmami, no, we have clear proof what Rabbi Yehuda holds, that we say greyri even by one Shevet. Ibayilu, continues the Gemara. Shevet Echad Shasu by Roz Bezdin Agadol. If it's one Shevet that followed the Bezdin Agol is incorrect psak. Rav Shimon, Mimaisi Eloi. What will Rav Shimon hold? Do we bring a Param Davish Tzibur or not? Tashma, we learned in the Braisa. Mayim Avim, Par Echad, Rav Shimon HaMishnah, Shnei Parim. Says the Gemara, Shnei Parim, Shiva Parim B'boim. If, according to Rav Shimon, you have to have at least seven Shvatim having done the Aveira, and Rav Shimon said that those who did the Aveira, plus Bezdin, have to bring the Par Helm Dovish Tzibur, you should never have a case that it have at least, it's either eight Par Helm Dovish Tzibur, or nothing. Ella, it must be referring to a case the shevet chot shevet echad. Only one shevet did the avera. Il umemai. Now the Gemara continues to drill down. Ilema, if it's referring to a situation, Baroas Bez Dinoi, that it was its Bezdin that issued the incorrect fact, Shimon Leslie. Shimon says, we learned at the end of the Mishnah, that if it's only its own Bezdin that issued the erroneous psak, there's no parasha paralam davish tzipper. Ella, it must be talking about a Roas Bezdin agodl, and we see that even one shevet can be chayiv for the paralam davish tzipper. Ask the Gemara, v'tizbara, does that make sense? Tanakama mani, who's going to be the Tanakama of that braisa? We can't say it's Rameya, because Rameya says Rabbi Yehuda boy. Rabbi Yehuda, if it's going to say it's Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says Shgreira, Shashvatim Nami Meisi. Elo, who must it be? Rav Shimon Alozihi, Ukritanya. So we don't have a raya. The same teretz that we said on top, I don't have time to review it. Toshma, the Chum Oirim, the Chum say, Oilam Chayiv, Elo Aroyas Bezdan Agodl. Machacham, Ilema, Rameya, that's not true. Just because Bezdan HaGadol issued an erroneous psak, that isn't the only condition that has to be met to bring the Parham Dovish at Tzibur. Rubaboy, you have to have Roiv of Klai Yisrael, according to a mayor, besides the erroneous psak. Elav, it's Rav Shimon he, and we see it according to Rav Shimon, even one Sheva that does the Avera based on Bezdan HaGadol is Mechayiv, a Parham Dovish at Tzibur. Rehuda, Rav Shimon, so now that we've established that both Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon hold that one shevet is considered a kal. Ask them a shevet echad the ikri kol menole. From where do we have a say that? Amri the ksiv. V'yam yishaf b'kol god of Yerushalayim. Noich choytze beis ha-chadoshim. He stood there and made the following announcement. Noich choytze beis ha-shem ha-chadoshim. Stops the Gemara and asks, my chadosha? Why is it called chadosha? Amr yoichanan, shechitshu dvorim. They were mechadish anu halacha. V'amru, somebody who's tamei and went to the mikvah, but did not have hair of shemesh, not only may he not go into the machnes shechina, but we know that the base the Yerushalayim was divided into three machnes. Till the Harabayas is machne Yisrael, from the Harabayas until the Azora is machne Leviyah, and the it's a Migdosh compound. The Azora is the machne shechina, and not only may he not go in to the machne shechina, but he may not even go into the Machne Leviyah. Who was this made to? Yehuda. They made this announcement to Yehuda. And yet we see the pasuk calls Yehuda, once shaved alone, kohol. Maskel of Rach b'Yaakov, Mamai, Dilmashana Yushlayim. We know that Yushlayim was divided to two shvatim. Yehuda and Binyamin. Shani Yushlayim, they have a name of Binyamin. So therefore it's talking to two shvatim. We don't have a right that once shaved alone is a kohol. But why does the pasuk only speak about Yehuda? So Farshim answers, because Yehuda were the majority of people in Yerushalayim. But it's still two shvatim. And if it's two shvatim, we don't have a raya yet that one shevet alone is a kol. Elam Ravach, but Yaakov, the Ksiv, Yoyma Alai, Hinini, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yaakov Avinu, Hinini before Binyamin was born, Hinini Mafrecha, but Bisichim, and the Satich, Lekal Amin. You're still going to be considered a kal. Man is Yalalei Lehu Shata. Who still needed to be born? All 11 Shvatim were born already. Binyamin. The only Binyamin still had to be born. Shmamino, that the Torah is saying, Hach kam rachmana. Mesyar lo chashta kol achrina. You're still going to have a kol. One shevet you're going to have, Binyamin. And that's called a kol. Omalei rashvala rav kahana, dilma hach kam alei, rachmana. Lecho, lechi, mesyar lecho Binyamin. When Binyamin will be born, who to have a yudbei Shvatim? Then you'll have the whole 12 shvatim born, and then you'll be in the category of a kol. Amalei el shnei masu shvatim ikru kol, echras shvatim la ikru kol. So what we should explain is beautiful. We already know that a minimum of two shvatim is a kol. How do we know? From the previous pasuk, from the pasuk of Chatzar Chadasha, they were speaking to the people in Yerushalayim. People in Yerushalayim were only Binyamin and Yehuda. So the Gemara knows that two is already kol. Our question is we want to go down to one. So we can't now go back and say that means 12, because no two is already counted. So must be shot in the pasuk is that Binyamin itself is a kol. Before we end the shir, just for the record, this Gemara is the basis of a very important, controversial shaila. Here it says that they made a gzeira, that a tful yoim may not enter even Machne Leviyah. The question, the Avni Nezer already discusses it, other Paiskim discuss the question, is somebody allowed to put his fingers into the wall of the Kaisel, because the Kaisel is the wall of the Harabayas, And now we're learning that a Tful Yoim may not enter the Har Bais. We certainly are even worse than Tful Yoim. We're Tmei Mason. So we allowed to put our fingers between the walls of the Kaisel. So the Avni Nezer is Mekel. He's Mekel for many reasons. First of all, Tosfos says that it wasn't the entire Machne Leviyah that they weren't allowed to enter. It was only the Ezras Noshim. The Kaisel is not next to the Ezras Noshim. A second heter is that it was only inside the wall that they weren't allowed to enter. This is, we're putting our finger in from the outside of the wall. And the third heter is that Bia B'mixis, only a partial Bia, you don't stick your hand all the way in. Bia B'mixis, Loishma Bia. And that's why the Avni Nezer and other Paiskim were Mekel. But I do have to say that many Paiskim, the Stipler, felt very strongly, and other Paiskim felt that based on our Gemara, one may not put his fingers in between the walls of the Kaisel, because with Tmeim, and the putting your walls into the Kaisel is putting your finger into the Har HaBayis, which it's full Yoyim, and certainly Tmeim may not do.